Joining us this morning with a look at what's happening in the legislature is State Representative Patrick Kearney. Representative, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Dan. Thanks for having me.
So the legislature recently passed a budget. First of all, can I get your overall thoughts on that?
So this is an amazing budget. As we all know, that over the last 16 to 18 months, we've all faced different struggles. And between some help from the federal government and some of the responsible saving that we've done over the years, we're able to create a budget that makes very, very important and critical investments in these difficult times. We have revenues that are very healthy. Our revenues are up 3.3% from pre-pandemic levels. We have a surplus. We have put money back into the rainy day fund, and there's money left over for us to be spending in the next coming years that came in with federal assistance. So we're very proud of what we were able to put together. We received a lot of funding for Marshfield and Scituate, everything from $100,000 for mental health assistance programs to funding for reimbursements for the vaccine distribution at the Marshfield Fairgrounds, funding for the Course Foundation in Scituate, which provides special needs folks with after-school programs. So we're able to secure a lot of funding for the district, and the state as a whole is doing very well. So we're very proud of the budget we put together and looking forward to continuing to hear from constituents on what needs to be done with the remaining federal funding that we have.
Now, one thing that's interesting, something you advocated for, was remote voting for service members in the legislature.
Yeah, I'm very, very happy with my colleagues, and specifically Speaker Mariano. I had mentioned a while back that when we started voting remotely due to COVID, that there were certain members of the legislature, myself included, who are military reservists that would like to continue to participate in the legislative process while on our annual reserve duty. So there are five of us that are in the reserves up on Beacon Hill. I wanted to continue to allow access and increase access, transparency, and accessibility to the House as reps. And thank you to Speaker Mariano and my colleagues. They adopted the amendment. Now any service member that serves in the legislature is able to vote remotely and participate in the legislative process.
Now, quickly, I did want to ask, of course, we've been seeing a spike in Delta variants. Do you see the state legislature taking any action with in regards to COVID at this time?
As you know, the legislature has been monitoring the effects of COVID from the very beginning. I know that there is some ongoing concern about the Delta variant. We're looking for more information, and we're monitoring the situation. We'll continue to do so, and if we feel the need and it gets to be bad, we'll be making certain decisions. But at this point, we're just looking for more information and seeing how things are going.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We do appreciate it.
Dan, thanks so much for having me. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
It.